When the COVID-19 crisis started, I quickly went into planning mode for my business. Nearly 3 months later, the simple strategy I initiated has not only protected my business, but has also kept me very confident and focused. What we know now about COVID-19 is that it will be part of our lives for some time. If you have felt undirected or disoriented up until this point, or at any time during a crisis, it's not too late to get things back on track. Before you let a crisis crush you, take it to a tier. A tier is a hierarchy organizational system that I use during any crisis. I have 4 tiers, which I simply identify as tier 1, 2, 3, and 4. Here's how it works. In tier 1, I list out everything that is absolutely critical to my business. For me, this includes relationships with my clients, experts, media, and my team. It also includes producing and personally doing all creative, writing, and strategy for every client campaign. In tier 2, I include everything that's important and strategic to my business in order to sustain. For me, that includes sales or future business, and personally staying on top of all finances and remaining in control of my budget. In tier 3, I list everything that's meaningful but not vital. For me, that includes producing this flash briefing, writing thought leadership articles, speaking, presenting, or doing interviews to promote my work or my business, which I've limited to only 2 of these types of engagements each month since COVID-19 started. In tier 4, I list all of my volunteer or pro bono commitments or anything else everyone else wants me to do. For me, this includes all the work I do on the 2 boards I serve on for the University of Florida. And it's also where I house all other requests I receive on a regular and more rapid basis since COVID-19 hit. The pitch challenge today: create a simple 4-tier list for your business or yourself and use the same criteria. Tier 1 is absolutely critical. Tier 2 is important and strategic. Tier 3 is meaningful but not vital. And tier 4 is volunteer commitments or a catch-all for anything else everyone else wants you to do. Once you have your list, refer to it frequently and stay primarily in tier 1 and 2, spending limited time in tier 3 and the least time as possible in tier 4. I refer to my tiered list frequently during a crisis. Stay focused on your tiers. Don't let any outside requests take you off track. It's easier to say no when you have a plan. A crisis can be very disorienting, so building a structure can help, even if it's a list of priorities that you feel you should already know. When outside influences start to pull you in another direction, you can more easily center yourself and get back on track with a 4-tier focus action plan to follow in the midst of a crisis. Staying on top of your priorities in tier 1 and 2 will keep you focused on your business, work, or personal life, and this will return bigger dividends for you as the crisis comes to a close or marches on.